Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Antalicia. How may I help you?
Yes, please. I've got a charge on my debit card that I do not recognize, and it's got your number.
Could you provide me with your zip code?
Sure, 52806.
Your first and last name?
Howard Solomon.
And the zip code was 52806.
That's correct.
With
It was
that
from
zip code, sir?
September 25th.
With that zip code, sir, I'm not locating an account with your first and last name on there. The phone number you're calling in on, could that number possibly be associated with the charge?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, with that phone number, I was able to locate an account. Could you please verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Sure. It's 4705 Oakwood Drive, Davenport, Iowa, 52806.
Thank you for that information. I'm showing here that this account was open on November, I'm sorry, on September the 24th. In regards to,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, it was open on September the 24th in regards to an iPad that is associated with BiteTub, which is a meal planning app. It helps use food to boost energy, cut sugar and carbs, and you can create meals based on how many calories you like to consume in a day. I can apply a $20 discount to any future orders for you.
No, I didn't order anything like that.
Were you trying to get that free iPad back in September?
No, I don't recognize this whatsoever.
Do your call fooling us?
I wasn't buying any iPad or anything.
Correct. The iPad was free. Do you recall answering a survey where you had the chance to pick out a free gift? The free iPad was picked, and you were automatically subscribed to the meal planning app. Do you recall that?
No, not at all.
Is there anyone that could have access to your credit card in your home?
Maybe, but I don't want to be charged again for this. This is terrible.
Okay, well, I can assist you with that if you will hold one brief moment. Okay, sir, if you have pen and paper, I can provide you with the cancellation number in regards to the account. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, you're going to cancel the charge?
In regards to the charge has been verified through your financial institution, so I do apologize. I cannot issue you a refund for that charge.
But I didn't do it.
Yes, sir, but here we have protocols set in place. The charge has been verified through your bank, so I can't issue you a refund in regards to it.
I'll get my bank to withdraw somehow. Yes.
Your cancellation number is C as in cat.
Just a second, please. I'm giving a pen.
Okay.
How many numbers? How many digits is it?
Nine.
How many digits is it?
Nine.
Okay, I need a pen. Just a second, please. Just a second. Oh, God. This is terrible. Okay.
C as in cat.
Was it?
C as
C
in
as cat.
Cat. 919.
Okay.
727. 996.
Okay, that's C. 919-727-996.
Yes, sir. The account has been canceled effective immediately. Thank you for calling.
What company
support.
Is there going to be another charge on there for? Are they going to get charged again?
No, sir. I have canceled the account for you.
All right, September. Was there an October charge too?
Repeat that for me.
Was there an October charge too?
No, sir. You just charged September the 24th.
All right. What company is this?
The company that you subscribe to in regards to the meal planning app.
I didn't subscribe to any company. Would you tell me what company it is, please?
That's what I was trying to get to, sir, before you cut me off. It's Bites Hub.
Okay. What is it called?
Bites Hub.
Bite.
Would you like for me to help? Would you like for me to spell it?
Yes, please.
B as in boy. I mm-hmm. as in ice. T as in uh-huh. Tom. E as in elephant, S as in Sam, H as in hair, U as in uniform, B as in boy.
Bite shub?
Bites
S-H-U-B.
Hub.
Bite club?
Bites hub. Bite with an S. Hub,
Bites.
H-U-B.
S-H-U-B. The Bites Hub. I never heard of it. All right.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.